Yes, it was tough. And people, they have been through tougher situations. So the temptations not always arise as the devil in front of us telling us or trying to scare us, but they can arise through people that we love, through situations at work, through our own environment, through our own mistakes, through the people that we love mistakes. They can arise in a million different ways. And I guess that's how Panagia was tempted as well, like all of us. And that's how all the saints were tempted as well. And we know a part of their lives, but we don't know what they have been through, because no one knows what the other person goes through, even if it's in front of us. For example, there was a point that Saint Nectarios, he was thrown out of his diocese, out of the Patriarchate of Alexandria. They threw him out because they accused him, false accusations. He ended up somewhere in Greece. He didn't have any income. Someone gave him a room to stay with a low rent, and they didn't see him for a few days. And then the lady who was owing the flat, whatever it was, she was worried. Of course, he hadn't paid his rent, but she hasn't seen him for a while. So she opened up, she knocked on the door, nothing. She opened up the apartment and she found him kneeling on the floor, crying, and he didn't have anything to eat for days. You can describe this to someone, but when you feel this abandonment from people, from everyone, from your own church, that's what he went through. How does this make you feel? You can't describe that. You can't describe this temptation. You can't describe anyone, any temptation to the other people, because they are not the ones burning. When you're the one burning, then you're the one understanding as well. And someone said something once that got stuck into my mind. He was a priest and he had issues with his parish and his bishop at the time, because he went, he confessed to his bishop, and he said, of course, my problem is not as big as other people's problems, but still I can't handle it. And the bishop told him, you might be burning and have a square meter of fire around you, or you might be burning in a hole, within a whole forest. It doesn't make any difference. You're still burning, and you're still burning. All of you is burning. Even if the fire, it's only one square meter and you're in the middle of this square meter, it doesn't have to be a square kilometer around you. The pain is the same. So there is no such thing as small problem when someone comes and tells us their pain. We don't know what they go through. We don't know how much strength they've got left. So we don't know what length and what strength of temptation Panagia went through, but what we know is that the holier the person and the stronger the person, the greater the temptations. And we might never, ever, ever find out about what someone else goes through. But everybody's pain is everybody's pain, and it's pain. Whether we understand it or not, it's pain. Anything on that?
You said that the devil tempts you through the people around you. How can we understand that it's the devil rather than the person himself?
Have you ever experienced when someone is saying something, it could be a comment, and you lose your peace? If you lose your peace with what happens, it means two things. Either you have too much ego yourself, so the tempter is tempting you, or it is an attack through the tempter, from the tempter, through the other person. So if your mom tells you something and you talk back and you lose your peace, you understand that the tempter is hidden there. And to avoid the temptation, before answering, talking back, you can either humble yourself, or you can understand that my mom at the moment maybe she is attacked from the devil. If I am to attack her as well, it's not going to help the situation. Does this make any sense? You can sense it when it's from the devil. It gives you uneasiness. It gives you sometimes a feeling that you don't want to have anxiety. And of course, we might suffer from anxiety ourselves, so you can't really tell easily. But there is a difference. When you feel peace, you know that what you're doing is from God. When your peace is destroyed, you know that there is something wrong there. And that's why we need to avoid such situations. Even if you need to give an answer to something, if you're put on the spot, just find an excuse and say, I'll think about it, or I will try. You don't lie, but you get out of the situation so that you don't irritate the other person and you don't lose your peace and you don't fall into the tempter's trap. Is this right? Okay. Anyone else? Our experience will tell us, even if we can't have the sense of peace or losing our peace when we deal with the situation, our experience from the end result will end up teaching us if what we did was right or wrong. So if we find ourselves again in a similar situation, we have to be smart enough. If you know that something is burning, you don't touch it because you will burn yourself. All right. There is another question, I think.
So this question also came to us online. It says, this question may not necessarily relate to Mixis. How do I increase my capacity to love people and also show them that love? I feel that I always put up a wall in front of myself when talking with others, and this prevents me from connecting with them.
Any solutions to this problem? It's common, it's not just one person's problem. It's common. How do we increase the capacity to love others and to show this love? Anyone? Any ideas? No? We have a very creative team tonight. Any thoughts? How can we increase our love for others? God help us all. Anyone? No one?
I think just to try seeing the good in me. Maybe that's a good start.
It is. It is. What you're saying is what Saint Paisios was saying, to be a bee and not to be a fly. So, to see the positive things on the other person, and in this way, we will be more positive around this person. That's a good start, I guess. Anyone else?
I personally feel that we need to humble ourselves first. When we feel we're above people, we can't see them. And so I need to lower myself first so that I can see eye to eye. And then when I'm able to see eye to eye, I notice the
similarities between myself and the other person rather than the faults or where I might be more superior. I first need to humble myself.
That's correct as well. Yeah. Eleni, there was someone there.
I think you said it a little bit, which is that justice kills love. Justice is the opposite of love. Whenever I feel like I need to be right for someone else's benefit, like when I'm correcting my children or whatever, if I feel like if I leave the justice out of it and I just act with love, then love increases. The second I start dealing with people as if they're not a part of me, it doesn't matter how they feel after I've dealt with them, then everything is wrecked. When I consider how I'm going to act, how it's going to impact on the other person, whether it be a positive thing for them, regardless of whether it's a positive thing for me, when I think before I act, when I don't act if it's going to hurt someone, or even if it's the right thing to do, even if it's the just thing to do, if I don't act, you know, sometimes I even do the opposite, to make sure that the peace is preserved, to make sure that the other person, if they're on fire, that I put water on the fire, I don't put more fuel on the fire. When you start acting that way, I feel better. And I want to act more and more like that. And it grows. For selfish reasons, because I want to feel good, I want to be happy, I want to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. I forget about, but to do that, you have to forget about yourself. And so it's a sort of opposite thing to what your instinct is that you have to do to grow love. No, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, yes. Eleni?
I think there was a reading, I think it was last Sunday, in the Gospel about the farmer that had a massive crop and he built it and kept it all for himself and he wanted to basically eat and party and have a time. And I think from there, I think I was hearing, obviously things that you keep for yourself when it all comes to an end, stay there, and it's something that gets lost. Whereas when you're more willing to sort of contribute and sort of give to others more, to sort of share whatever you've got, I think you get more satisfaction by helping other people. And also, it just contributes to, you know, I think you just get more satisfaction, I think, at the end of the day from doing things like that. Because if you don't, if you keep everything for yourself, there's a level of selfishness. And when you have that selfishness, life can go by, and I think you may miss out on many opportunities that come through helping other people that would never have occurred because you were only worried about what you had or what you were achieving. So.
Yes. Anyone else? Anything?
Yeah, I think the simple answer when you first say how do we love others more is to just love yourself less. Follow your own.
Say that again, I didn't understand.
To love others more is to just love yourself less.
Yes.
In a sense to be humble, but also to just focus less on your own selfish man.
Yes. Eleni?
I think if we can try and see every person as an icon or image of Christ,
Because imagine looking into the eyes of your Creator, who's given you so much. And I think if we see our interactions with people in the same way, if we look at a person and realize I have so much to learn from this person, and they've given me so much just by giving me their time, I can at least give them my time too, and try to show love in that way.
That's correct. Everything is correct. Everything. Anything else? Just one comment on that. We can practice seeing Christ in someone else's face. But let's say that I have an argument with my brother. I would love to punch him on the face. So it gets hard sometimes. But this is, I'm also saying the same thing, but it gets hard sometimes. All right. Now, I don't have the answer myself for this. I'm just thinking the same way that we all think, and I think that whatever was said was correct. I'm just thinking that we can't teach ourselves how to love. We can't. Obviously, because we love ourselves more than anyone else around us. And this, even if we try to make it conscious and fight it, it's still there. It's still there. Selfishness, it's there. Elder Emiliano said that we will die first and then selfishness will go away. That's how deep it is.